You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
3 o'clock in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday. Mace, I love you just the way you are.
Thank you.
By the way, we're
then
playing.
Why'd we have that meeting?
Oh. This reminds me of my old Tony Bruno days, though. I'm getting screamed at in the break, and then we just perform.
Right.
Tony would just like scream every break at me.
Yeah.
You suck. You guys need to be more like Mike Thompson.
We just screamed. I was screaming.
And then the wind at the mics went on, we were fine.
Yeah, of course. No, we're professionals.
Do you know that on Friday, March 29th,
yeah,
when it is 7:10 ESPN night at the Whiskey a Go-Go.
Yes.
I'm actually sorry.
And
I'm
Yali Crew
that.
Comes to stage. But first,
yep.
Who will be on stage? Steve Mason and I in our
Whoa,
sailor hats.
Oh, sailor hats.
Or captain hats.
Yeah.
Bringing on Yali Crew.
That is awesome. I'm excited about that.
So was the Whiskey was Lou Adler's club, right? And the Troubadour was Doug Weston's club?
I believe that's correct. But it could
Elton
be reversed.
John.
That was the Troubadour.
The
yeah, that
right?
was the Troubadour when he yeah. made his debut. But lots of great acts, obviously, played the Whiskey for
and
so
tomorrow,
many years.
Some of the members of Yali Crew are going to drop by the station in the 5 o'clock hour with Cappy and
oh,
I.
Oh, that's cool.
And
that's cool.
Talk about the concert coming up.
I've never seen him.
And you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You and I will dance the night away.
Dance the night. I and Juan, Juan is going to be there. Yeah, Juan's
Juan
going to be there.
Juan will be jealous of how much you and I are dancing.
Hmm.
When they go into Steal Away and I
am I just going to get dump trucked? Is that
no,
what's
no,
going to
no.
go on?
No, I will not dump truck you. I will put my arms around you and we will sashay. Why don't you steal away? Come here. You need a hug. Come here. Get Steal Away.
I'm not hugging you.
No, we're going to
no,
hug.
You're,
gonna
you've, right. you've lost a friend.
I'm not hugging you.
No, we're going to hug right
we're
now.
We're not friends today.
We're just going to dance to Steal Away. We'll do it at 3:15.
Okay, yeah, stay tuned. 3:15. Morales is going to do a solo dance.
We're going to touch.
We will not touch today. We will not touch.
We're going to touch.
No.
Well, you know if you don't touch me, then Cappy comes in here at Supercross. Like, then we're both going to touch
you. No, well, you guys feel each other up every day.
Oh, so you're the one
true.
It's not, but it's for the
That's a lot of it.
It's
you're
a lot
always
of it.
Mounting and all that stuff.
Would you? Are you upset about this?
No, no. I'm.
Are
just,
you like Brian Austin Green
no,
now?
No, better him than me. That's what I say. Better him than me.
Giants do not place franchise tag on Saquon Barkley, so that probably means he's leaving.
Yeah,
right?
Why don't running backs get paid anymore? That's a good question. You sent that today.
Yeah.
It's
weird.
Josh Jacobs is out there.
Mace.
Saquon Barkley's
Mace.
Out there. Tony
Derrick
Pollard's out
Henry
there.
Henry is out there.
Ezekiel Elliott.
But Derrick Henry's out there. I mean, Derrick Henry, nobody can tackle.
Yeah. Is Austin Eckler out there?
Yeah. Remember, he signed a one-year deal with
That's
the Chargers.
Crazy.
So yeah, I think Eckler or Barkley would both be good fits for the Rams.
They have the second leading rusher in the league.
I'm not,
and they were 8-2 with Kyron Williams.
I have nothing against Kyron Williams, but I'm just saying Barkley. Remember when we were back when we started in the old days, the Chargers had Ronnie Harmon.
Yes.
And they would only bring him in on third down, and he would always he got like 1,000
sure,
yards
sure.
receiving. That's how you use
But
Saquon
you only
Barkley.
Have so much in money and cap space available, and you would address a need. They don't have a need at running back right now. They have a need at edge rusher. They've got a need at cornerback. I mean, they've got needs. I just don't believe Saquon Barkley is on the table for the Rams or Josh Jacobs or any of those guys. Now, I do think these guys clearly aren't getting paid because the running back position isn't valued the way it used to be. It doesn't have the impact that it used
well,
to
it's
have.
Also,
it's
also
become a passing league.
It's also easy to replace running backs.
Yes.
You know, it's not, you know, wide receivers and tight ends and linemen are harder to find. There's running backs are a dime a dozen.
So. You also have to pay quarterbacks $50 million now.
That is true. That is true. Boy, can you believe Russell Wilson's getting that's an $85 million cap hit for the Denver Broncos.
Right, and he's getting paid $38 million a year, so wherever he goes, you get him for the minimum.
Yeah, for the minimum. I think that's worth
hey,
by the
Greg,
way, you I think that would be worth it for the Raiders.
I do too. I do too.
I like that.
Russell Wilson.
No Russell.
The quarterback
Wilson.
You would rather dislike the most.
Aiden O'Connell than Russell Wilson.
Yes, I would.
You're out of your mind.
No, Russell Wilson. We were talking about it yesterday, or the other day, Mace. He's not good in the locker room. His teammates don't like him.
Yeah, his teammates don't like him. That is true. Everywhere he goes, his teammates don't like him.
Why do you want to bring that into your locker room?
Because it's for the minimum.
It doesn't matter. He's not even a good quarterback.
Here's
anymore.
What I like. 24 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. That's the only thing that matters to me.
In watching the game, he was not good in most of those games.
He was better than O'Connell.
By the way,
was a rookie.
Here are the odds in Vegas for Russell Wilson's next team. Number one.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's number one. Who's number two?
Raiders.
Raiders are number two. Exactly right.
Is there a third team?
Atlanta. They got a wide open quarterback situation.
I think they're going to get Kirk Cousins.
I think Kirk Cousins is going to go back to Minnesota.
Could.
There's also a lot of talk of Fields going to Atlanta, being traded to
Justin Fields to Atlanta. Yeah, I don't know why the Raiders aren't in on Justin Fields.
He should be. They should go get him.
I think Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback.
Right now, the asking price is still pretty high. I think closer to the draft, it'll come down.
Yeah. So can you imagine living somewhere where they have to pay you to live there?
What's an example of a place where they would pay me to live?
Okay. So right now, they would pay you $15,000 cash.
Okay.
To live in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
One-time payment?
One-time payment.
Oh, no.
$15,000.
How long you got to live there for?
That it does not say.
When Cappy screws up, we always tell him he's doing Tulsa radio.
Doing Tulsa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing, by the way. The whole state of West Virginia, $25,000 if you move to West Virginia.
Do you have to be a minor?
I don't know. There are a lot of minors there. But $25,000.
Coal miners, we're talking about that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the state of Indiana pays $20,000 if you live there.
Which part?
One of my best friends from high school lives in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
He's a news anchor there.
Yeah. I mean, Topeka, Kansas will pay you $15,000 to live there.
Topeka, hello.
Topeka. Kentucky will pay you $8,800 to move to Kentucky. These are all, by the way, places that I couldn't possibly imagine living at.
I can live anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, I know that because when I started in TV, I had to move to Monroe, Louisiana. Then I had to move to Beaumont, Texas. You can always have fun.
See,
I did that for 5 years.
I seriously doubt I will ever leave Los Angeles.
But you weren't rich then. Now you're rich.
Yeah.
Right. No, it was actually costing me money, Chris.
I understand.
I had money in the bank, and I spent a bunch of it because I had nothing else to do, so I flew home a lot.
Right.
But I enjoyed those years. I think you can live anywhere. Is $15,000 the most I can get?
$25,000 to live in Kentucky.
Which part, though? That's important.
Just the state.
Just the state,
governor
really?
So will I can write you a check.
Wow,
you
can
go
live
to
in
Lexington. You can go to Louisville.
Whoa.
$25,000. Not mythical dollars. $25,000 real dollars.
I mean, I could live in Lexington and become a Kentucky basketball
Lexington
fan.
Lexington is not a terrible town.
Yeah.
Louisville is not a terrible town. I mean, $25,000.
Where's that Italian restaurant where Rick Pitino hangs out?
Right.
$25,000 goes a long way there.
Was the Italian restaurant, that's where it was, on the floor right there?
Yeah, in front of his assistants.
Yeah, very
weird.
Very classy.
Yeah.
Very classy.
Just weird.
So I found, Laura sent this, the most expensive car in the world.
How much?
Take a shot. Most expensive car in the world. Let me tell you a little bit about it.
Okay.
It's a Rolls Royce. It's called an Arcadia Droptail. It is high density Santos straight grain wood section. So it's partly wood. It's partly gold. It is all real leather, all that kind of stuff. What do you think?
All right. So like you can get a Maybach for like $400,000.
Yes.
So I'm thinking this is over $1 million, and because you're saying it's the most expensive car ever, it's probably over $2 million. I will say $2.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess.
What do you think? You're saying the most expensive?
Most expensive car in the world.
$3.6 million.
$3.6 million. Laura knows the answer. Brian?
$1.5 million.
$1.5 million. Bergman?
$10.3 million.
How about $31 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
$31 million.
You could get LeBron for 60 games for that.
You can buy 1,294 Honda Civics for the price that you pay for this $31 million Rolls Royce.
How much is an oil change on that?
Good question.
Can I take a left turn here?
Oh, sure.
Poor Mace.
Sue Kolinsky.
Turn.
Sue Kolinsky.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Just tweeted.
Oh, boy.
The link for your pod with Susie Essman.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yep.
I seriously cannot wait to listen to this.
She's great on it.
Here's my question. Was she funny or was she melancholy because Richard Lewis died or a little of both?
She was melancholy at the start because he had just, it was the morning after he died. Then we started joking
nice
about the
that
show.
She honored her commitment to you.
I was very surprised. I said, Susie, you can totally back out of this. And she was like, no, I'm going to go through with it. And it was. It's a nice tribute to Richard. So, yeah, it's really, really good. It's go to the Culture Pop podcast channel, and you can watch it or listen on Apple, Spotify.
It's so funny because when Jack was little, my son was little, there was a movie about a dog, an animated cartoon movie called Bolt.
Oh, yeah, I remember Bolt.
John Travolta was the voice of Bolt.
Yep.
And Susie Essman was the voice of Mittens, the cat who was friends with Bolt. But I'm so used to hearing Susie Essman dress down. Yeah, using F word, S, you a-holes, you know, blah, blah, blah. That I couldn't process it.
It's funny.
This movie's rated G, and she was being the voice of a cat. And yet, all I could hear was, you effing fat F.
Right.
You know, blah,
well, you know what's interesting? She says that she really didn't want to call Jeff a fat F.
Right.
Which she does all the time. Yeah. And it took her a long time to break. Larry finally convinced her to do it.
Didn't Larry say you're not going far enough?
Not going far enough. You got to go further. Yeah.
By the other way, I think J.B. Smoove, the guy who plays Leon.
Oh, God, he's
steals
so funny.
Every scene he's in.
Yeah.
When he walks into a scene, don't you think, okay, something funny's coming?
Oh, yeah.
He never is just there for scenery.
Well, the whole thing about
scenery.
I'd like to get with Tinkerbell this week. Right. I mean, it's like that I think has got to be like random J.B. Smoove,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, or the episode where he just started walking around with no underwear. And he was,
yes,
yeah.
The shorts.
I mean, yeah.
Got his way on everything.
Yeah, I'm going to miss Curb when it's gone, man.
Yeah.
But you know, he's going to leave us 14 seasons, so you can go back and watch him. And
yeah, there's
still
a lot there.
Fun. Your favorite Curb episode of all time is what?
I will say...
I have three.
I will say Doll Hair is there.
That's not one of my
where
three.
Where they give the doll a haircut.
You go get that effing doll!
Yeah.
And this I want the head! I want the head, Larry! Give me the head!
I would say... prostitute that rolls to Dodger Stadium.
That's called Carpool Lane. That's one of my three.
That's a great one.
Okay. Carpool Lane, Black Swan, when Larry's golfing and he kills Mr. Takahashi.
Oh, yeah.
Black
right,
Swan.
Right. Yeah.
You kill Black Swan? No, not me. You kill Black Swan? No, not me. And then how they find him. By the way, we were talking earlier about the brick.
Yes.
The way that episode ends is on a... Larry buys a plot at a cemetery, and the guy walks up and writes Larry David Swan Killer on the
that's
stone.
Right, yeah.
But my favorite episode of all time.
Yeah.
Just watch it. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. Watch the Palestinian chicken.
Yeah, Gina Gershon.
Episode.
Yeah,
that
Gina
was
Gershon.
My favorite one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greatest episode of all time.
That is classic.
And basically, the gist of it was that there is a Palestinian chicken restaurant that is so good, there are people lined up outside the door to eat there. And Larry and Super Dave Osborne, Bob Einstein, go to eat this chicken, and they feel guilty because they're Jewish. But the chicken is so good that they keep going back, even though there are people protesting outside of the restaurant.
That's funny.
And they keep
going
back.
It's a great episode. Yeah. It's a great episode. Hey, I want to talk for a minute about Cut. So there is a brand new legal gambling app called Cut, K-U-T-T. And this is real gambling. Like last night, I won $10 on the Lakers plus a point and a half over OKC.
Yeah, you did.
You can bet real money against your friends. You can bet real money against somebody else who's out there in the Cut community. Go download the app. It's K-U-T-T. It is Cut. And you can download the app and start gambling right away. You can also go to cutkutt.com. If you use code ESPNLA, you get a 10% deposit bonus. And there's a group you want to join. There's an ESPNLA group. So when you download Cut, go to the ESPNLA group, and we're BSing and making bets in there. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, they want me to tell you about BBGO, which I'm always happy to do. BBGO is the official game day snack of the Lakers. Mouth-watering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. Keep your freezer stocked with Bibigo for a delicious meal. Korea's number one food brand is making the whole world more delicious. They bring the Bibigo food truck to any of these Laker remotes we do, and Bergman and I get like 7 orders. It's unbelievable. It's available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. Bibigo mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with Bibigo, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Mace, Friday night, March 29th, when this song is playing, and Yali Crew is performing it.
Sure.
And it plays high in their set list.
Right, right.
I will grab you, with your consent, in a circular from behind and hug you, and we will sashay, and we will steal away into the night.
Do you think you'll get my consent?
I think that night you will.
Really, that night?
I think this will blow over by tomorrow.
Yeah.
You guys are both good people to ask this to.
Okay.
Robbie Dupree, one-hit wonder?
I think there's one more.
Robbie Dupree.
Yeah, the guy singing this song.
I don't know. You guys are yacht rock guys.
Yeah. I can't think of another Robbie
but you're bringing
Dupree
in
song.
The but Titans I'll of yacht rock. I'll you're bringing
it's
on
a
them.
Feeling, Lonely Runner.
I don't know.
Hot Rod Hearts.
Hot Rod Hearts Hot Rod was Hearts, somewhat of a big hit. Here's,
nobody else.
Here's
we
what I wonder.
Tried.
Think about people who have had a significant hit.
Oh, Key Largo. We had it all.
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh,
that's
that Bertie Higgins?
Oh, that is Bertie Higgins. He did a version of it, though.
Okay. Even I know that one.
Yeah.
So think about somebody who's had a big hit. Like, for example, Katrina.
Katrina and the Waves. Walking on Sunshine. They never had
had another hit.
So could they do a concert?
I don't know. What's her life today? Like, where is Katrina? What is happening with her?
Well, did she write it or not? If she didn't write it, then...
Worthy's daughter is friends with one of the kids of Christopher Cross.
Oh.
And he said Christopher Cross has reinvented himself as like a yacht rock icon.
Well, remember, Christopher Cross won, I think,
five
Grammys on one night for the sailing album. The one thing I remember about Christopher Cross is he came in studio on the old Fox Sports West show. Do you remember this?
Boy, I normally am better at remembering stuff like this than you are, but I don't.
Okay, so...
Oh, he played sailing.
He played sailing, and it was the day Mike Piazza got traded to Miami, or to Florida, and so he was playing sailing while we were showing Mike Piazza highlights.
But guess what? Christopher Cross wrote all these songs. I just looked.
Oh, no.
So he owns
the publishing. I'm not worried about him.
He's got millions.
I'm worried about Katrina from Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah, I don't think she wrote that one.
Somebody tried to fix me up on a date with Katrina.
Really? If they only knew.
Yeah. Katrina and the Waves. Yeah, one hit. Where's Katrina now? You figure, like I remember talking to, who landed on the moon?
Neil Armstrong?
Not Neil Armstrong. Who else landed on the
moon? Aldrin?
Buzz Aldrin. Okay. So talking to him, and I said, it must be great to have been on the moon. He's like, no, it's terrible, because what else can you do? Like, how do you follow up going to the moon? What's it like to have your life highlight when you're 32 years old and it's all downhill from there?
Do you think you've had your life highlight yet?
It's a good question. I'd like to think no.
Well, I think everybody would like to think no. I probably have. I mean,
I think so?
I think making it to Laker announcer is probably as high as I'm going to get, but you never know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't.
You know,
I will be here until they have to take the microphone from my
out
cold
of your
dead
cold
hands.
Fingers.
I said it in the speech. You guys can die here.
Yeah.
And we
probably
might.
Probably will.
Working with you,
There will be a day. That day will come.
If John goes first, we'll call it Mason Fresh. That was the story we did earlier.
What story?
That story about
Soup and
like,
Fresh.
Soup and Fresh. Soup and Fresh.
Oh, that's the name of the place?
Yeah, that's
we're going to call it Mason Fresh.
Yeah. By the way, that will not work, Brian.
Why not?
Because it's not a buffet anymore.
I thought it still is, no?
No, it sounds like it's just you got a soup, you got a sandwich, and that's it. Soup and fresh means they're not getting, they got rid of the whole plantation. The plantation's gone.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah.
Where can you go in L.A. to get good soup?
A question everybody asks.
Yes.
I know, I'm serious. Like in New York, you had the Soup Nazi.
Yes.
Where everybody went, and that place is still there. But if you were really in the, I'm not a big soup guy.
Where
but
do you get good soup? Lindsay's a big soup person.
Is she a soup person?
Maybe she knows what the good soup is.
Yeah, there's an article for everything. The 17 best soup places in all of Los Angeles.
Wow. Click on it. What's number one? Cantor's, you said?
Guess we'll go matzo ball soup there.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Number one is a place called Seafood Caldo at Mariscos Corona.
All right.
What part of town?
Oh, Mariscos.
It looks like it's in Van Nuys.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's for, that's probably...
Fancy soup.
No, that's if it's on a Mariscos, it's probably like.
Oh, yeah, they're showing a picture of it. It's like that.
Right?
Oh, yeah, it's more like a Chiappino.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Than like a
regular Travis Rogers makes a great Chiappino at home.
Does he really? Yeah. I would not risk making seafood at home. Seafood can just be off. You know what I'm saying?
I
always say this fish tastes fishy, and Juan makes fun of me, but sometimes the fish is fishy.
I used to have a rule that I would never eat fish on a plane.
Right.
Don't do that.
But wait, the Lakers get catered by all these really fancy restaurants.
Right.
Well, they're bringing it in.
Right.
Right.
So it's like the movie.
I've turned it over.
It's like the movie Airplane. He had the fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fish is what did him in. All right. Oh, I see that. Okay. Let me ask you something next about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce at the Sydney Zoo and PETA getting involved.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Anytime PETA gets involved, it's bad.
That is coming up for you. In the meantime, let me tell
you
about
my alligator belt for this story. Hold on.
Exactly.
Do you have an alligator belt? Oh, you're wearing it?
Are you wearing it? It's not a real alligator belt.
No, God, no.
Oh.
So, really excited always to play at Commerce Casino and Hotel. That's where I played the LA Poker Classic. Was it a week ago, 2 weeks ago? Always a fun there. I love my new partnership with Commerce Casino. It's a natural for me because I play poker regularly at Commerce. If you have played there, you know it is the best poker room in SoCal, and it is legit. The biggest poker room in the world. You can find every game you want there. Limit hold'em, no limit hold'em. I think I'm going for a cash game on Sunday. I probably play 4-8 limit hold'em. That's good for me.
Big money, 4-8.
4-8, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm rolling.
Yeah. Wait,
I'm rolling
wait,
big.
Wait, you win the lottery?
Yeah. It's still, it's no limit.
I know.
4-8. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
I'm going to be rolling big.
Bring a Brinks truck.
There you go. Commerce Casino, by the way, gave over $1 million in promotions in January alone, giving away $20 million in 2024. Jump in there. Maybe I'll see you at the tables. It's the Commerce Casino and Hotel, commercecasino.com, the home of Mandy's 3. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
3:30 on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. By the way, this morning we did a bit.
Little River Band, Chris, do I have this right?
Yes.
Okay.
We did a bit. Travis
Funyun?
But
Funyuns are
flaming
excellent.
Hot.
Oh, I like all the ones that are flaming hot. I like the flaming hot Doritos.
Hot.
I like
Try
the flaming hot Cheetos.
It's too hot.
I like the flaming. Let me see.
You want a flaming hot Funyun, John?
No, thank you.
Woo! That's hot. The Kings do a version I need something to drink. They do a version. No, see, I like that. That's really good. I'm not drinking out of your Coke can.
I didn't drink out of it. It was open at 10 a.m. We were doing a bit.
Yeah, okay. I'm not drinking out of that. I don't know where it's been. The Kings do a bit called The Hot Ones, just like Sean Evans.
Yeah.
And they are inviting me to go over and do the Hot Ones bit at one of the Kings games.
Like
and
the Kings, the hockey team?
The Kings, the hockey team. Okay. Yeah, so you eat something hotter and hotter and hotter.
Yeah.
I like really super spicy stuff.
I don't. So did you guys see the story about Sean Evans in the news the other day?
No.
So Sean Evans is the host of the Hot Ones. That's the show Mason's talking about where you know, they bring on famous people and they make them eat like this stuff that's so spicy they can barely survive.
And interview them while they're talking,
and
yeah.
They get huge names.
Oh,
like, yeah. They've been able to get a lot of people. So Sean Evans was dating an adult film star.
Okay.
And he broke up with her because he couldn't handle her job.
Okay.
Could you? Could you date somebody that, for their profession, they were an adult film star?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because I could not stand the idea of Juan out there doing stuff without me. Even if he was making good money. No, if Lisa was doing porn, you would not be cool with that. Don't give me that that wry smile like
I'm trying to decide where.
There's no way you would feel terrible if Lisa was doing porn.
Yeah, but I mean it's. I think that we're being unnecessarily mean to people that do this for
a living. Look, sex workers have their living. I just don't want to be married to one or partnered
right,
with one.
Okay, what, Chris? How about you? Could you date an adult film actor or actress?
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Okay, it would be really hard.
I think it'd be hard. Yeah.
All right. What does it make a difference if they're a stripper? So they're not having sex, but they're stripping.
Makes a little bit of a difference, I think. As long as they're not going through with it,
right,
I don't have
right.
a problem with. I guess
I would like to think
oddling?
That I could keep an open mind, but maybe I'd be more like you guys. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. Bergman, you couldn't do that.
Greg, didn't you date one once?
Oh,
yeah.
And did you end up breaking up with her because of that, or was it other
a stripper or an adult film star?
No, not adult film star. She had a site.
Yeah, she had a site.
Yeah, she had a site.
But did she participate
like
in
cam girl? Yeah, basically.
In sex
cam girl.
Acts with other people.
No.
Okay.
No, but it lasted a couple years, and we didn't break up because of that, but, yeah, I didn't like
but
it.
But Sean Evans says
like
that is the reason he broke up with this girl.
Yeah, see,
he couldn't handle her job, her career.
I think the average guy could not handle that.
Hmm.
The average woman could not handle that under any circumstance.
But I assume all those people that are in that industry have relationships.
Are they just
dating each other?
Yeah, no, I'm
Maybe.
Sure they do.
I don't know.
I'm sure they do. But, yeah, not for me. That's for sure. All right, so Dodgers, what time do we got the Dodgers coming up?
5 o'clock? Dodgers-Angels.
Dodgers-Angels. Do you realize that there's only 8 days left in spring training
for the
Dodgers? 8 days.
Seriously?
Yeah, and then it starts 3 a.m. on the, what's the date,
Bergman? Aren't you guys doing a special show?
Yeah,
we're doing
so
a special,
show. I can't believe they're making them fly across the world to play two regular season games. Do them in preseason. What are you doing?
We are going to do a live show. Is that right, Bergman?
Yeah, March 20th and 21st. It's a Wednesday and a... Wednesday and a Thursday?
And what time
Tuesday
are we planning to go on? The game starts at 3, I think.
3 o'clock. Yeah, 3:07.
So
we're going to be on at 3.
We're going to do 3 o'clock till...
So you're going to be on concurrent with the game? Don't
yeah,
you
with
think
the game.
Most Dodger fans will be either watching or listening to the game?
It's no, fair. They'll be talking to us.
Yeah, they'll be it will be like the soundtrack for the game. You can put the game on and we'll be talking you through it. We will not be doing play-by-play.
No play-by-play.
I don't think we're allowed to.
No, we're not.
We are not.
Well, we're on quite a delay. Though.
Yeah, we're on a delay. It's all right.
Get around
exactly. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. We will not run a lot of commercials at 3 a.m.
No, it's going
to
be...
Well, that'll be better for them. They don't want to show up at 3 in the morning and...
Will I not have any, like, things to read?
Probably not.
Like, read about Cut?
Probably
my
not.
New,
no.
My new
I mean, we can maybe,
gambling partner?
They don't pay for the 3 a.m. hour, usually, our partners.
Yeah.
So, we could put them in there.
Hey, let me ask a question about Cut.
Yes.
Can I make up any bet I want and throw
yes,
it on Cut?
Yes, you absolutely can.
Like, could I bet... Stuff that isn't, like, in a game?
So I saw...
Like, can I bet...
I saw... Okay,
what
so...
What time... What the exact time Super Crosstalk ends is?
Yes.
But it's just a matter of if somebody else takes the bet.
Correct.
Right?
Now, there is... Like, for example, there are bets on there. And you should download this app. It's Cut. Or go to their website, cut.com. KUTT.com. You could bet on how many... Super Tuesday states Donald Trump will win today.
How many states are in
the over under is 12 and a half? There's
how many states are in
16,
the mix tonight?
16.
Oh, I think I'd go over.
You could bet on who will win Best Actress at the Oscars on Sunday.
Is this year a lock for somebody?
No, I think there's a chance Emma Stone wins, but it seems like it's going to be Lily Gladstone. But you can bet on any of this
stuff. I told you I'm going to SNL on the 30th.
Do you know who's hosting yet?
No, they haven't announced yet, but I heard one of the people in the running is Lily Gladstone.
Oh!
And she really wants to do it.
Oh, she'd be great.
So,
she'd be great.
Know, we'll see who... Morales, I'm going to the live show, so it'll be fun.
Morales, have you downloaded Cut yet?
I have not.
You got to do
it. I will
it.
Be this week, but I'm going to bet how long you're going to be mad at me. That's going to be my bet.
How long do you think?
It'll be a day.
You think tomorrow will be fine?
Yeah, I do. Unless you do something else.
Well, it's good because you won't be in here tomorrow, so I will not.
If you want to arrange for me to be in here, I will just do that.
Well, Pepe,
come in here tomorrow.
So you know what you just got yourself?
What?
Live Imaging Wednesday.
Oh, Live Imaging.
Yeah, but
Wednesday.
Pepe and Michael are here too, so it's going to be a
full
house.
I'll sit on Pepe's lap.
Oh, I'm sure Pepe would love that.
Yeah.
Hey, I made a bet on Cut.
Okay.
What'd you bet?
I bet with some guy named Snickle Fritz picks 2023.
Oh, don't bet with Snickle Fritz.
Is that guy on the Reddit page? That guy's a ringer, Greg.
Yeah,
you're in trouble.
Sure
I'm betting on Snickle Fritz.
So it's a $5 bet, and I took the Knicks, and he did a custom. He made his own spread, which you can do on here.
Yeah.
And it's a minus.
Wait a minute.
I took the Knicks -4 over the Hawks.
You're out of your mind.
Why?
Jalen Brunson's out.
Yeah,
I forgot Jalen Brunson.
Is Jalen Brunson for sure out? I heard he was questionable.
I think he's out.
I know it's a knee contusion, but did you already
take the bet, Greg?
Yep. Once you do it, it's locked.
Is it like our mythical money? You can't
locked. It's locked and loaded.
Yeah, no, it's your
ticket.
You're done.
You have the ticket.
I've got two bets tonight on Cut. I've got Toronto on the money line over New Orleans. You say that's a bad bet, right, Ireland?
Say the bet again.
Toronto on the money line against New Orleans.
Yeah, I like New Orleans in that game.
And Denver -7.5 over Phoenix.
I like that bet. I think Denver will win that game by more than 7.
I like the betting name. So Minnesota Trabs is who I've got the
Greg,
bet with.
Greg, he's out. Left knee contusion.
Well, I just lost $5.
It's bad for my fantasy team, too. The one thing I wanted to make sure you know is you download the Cut app. You join our group, the ESPN LA group. We're betting. This is actually cool. In California, you can bet real money using Cut. So download the app or go to their website, KUTT.com, and get in the action. You could be like Greg Bergman and Snickle Fritz.
Yeah, I like Snickle Fritz in that bet with no Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
Well, although Josh Hart played really well the other night, Greg. He had like 20 rebounds.
Wasn't he close to a triple-double in that game, too?
Yeah. So
really?
Maybe Josh Hart will save you.
Yeah.
Hope so.
All right. We're going to do some Game of Games. It is Laura's game today.
Yeah.
And Laura, do you have a sneak preview of what we're looking at here?
Laura, sneak preview time.
I don't think any of you guys are going to do well, but we'll see.
Oh, good.
This is a game. And walls.
You should bet on that on Cut right
now.
Yeah, you can
Harry
bet on
Potter
that on Cut.
Game.
All right, we'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Let me tell you about our downtown home away from home for Cappy and I, the East Central Hotel. It's a contemporary hotel with an authentic L.A. vibe located in the heart of downtown Los Angeles, across from L.A. Live, Crypto.com, Microsoft Theater, and the L.A. Convention Center. I just saw a few people in the COT have booked rooms at the East Central to get ready for Lakers basketball. The East Central Hotel is perfectly situated to accommodate travelers who want to experience all that Los Angeles has to offer.
Hey, Chris,
yes.
That's a great idea.
Right.
So think about this.
Yes.
Let's say you want to like do a staycation getaway or come up here.
Go to the East Central Hotel.
So you could go to the Lakers Bucks Friday night, stay at the East Central, do LA Live on Saturday, and then Sunday Lakers Minnesota.
Guess who's doing that? Cappy.
Yeah.
He'll be staying at the East Central Hall.
That's brilliant.
Friday night.
That's brilliant.
Imagine modern convenience with a front row seat to the world of sports and entertainment. Whether you are coming to downtown LA to see a concert, show, or event, or game, East Central provides entertainment. See, John? Entertainment to travelers and local Angelenos. The best place to stay in the city. The spacious rooms, the biggest rooms in downtown LA. Plus, you got the giant hand in each room. I'm going to tweet that out tonight. The giant hand. And you can experience the Nixo Lounge right there overlooking Figueroa. So check out the East Central Hotel in downtown LA. Give them a call. 213-748-1291-1291. Mention that you know Cappy and Chris Morales from 710. And you know what? They're going to be nice to you. They're going to treat you like you're part of the family. Part of the family. The East Central Downtown LA Entertainment's official address.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, it is time for Game of Games. Cappy is stepping in here. What's going on, Cappy?
Hello, gentlemen.
Here in L.A., you're going to the Kings game tonight, right?
L.A. Kings tonight.
Sacramento Kings
Sacramento
tomorrow.
Kings, correct.
Yeah. King.
Week of Kings.
Just call him King.
Who are the Kings playing tonight?
Yeah.
They're playing the Vancouver Canucks.
That's right.
Obviously.
Hey,
obviously.
Turn Bergman's mic on. We can't hear him.
It is on.
No, but it sounds weird.
Yeah.
Try
come on, humble genius.
Over here. Humble genius. Try this.
Hey, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Right,
Game
How about
games.
This? Does this work?
Yeah,
perfect.
That's better.
Hey, way better.
Game of Games brought to you by Jacob Imrani. Call Jacob.com. Laura, what's the game?
All right, so the game is about cars.
Okay.
Like the movie?
No. Just regular cars.
I know everything about that movie. Right.
Like automobiles?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Automobiles.
Okay.
Here goes.
BMW.
No. So it's multiple choice, true or false, and name is your buzzer for the really, really easy one.
Okay.
So here we go. And we'll start with Greg. I don't know why I want to do that, but we'll do that.
Sure.
What is the best-selling car of all time? Is it Nissan Altima, Toyota Corolla, or Honda Civic?
Honda Civic.
Okay. Oh, who's keeping score, by the way?
I'll do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Mace.
I will also go Honda Civic.
Okay.
I, too, will go Honda Civic. Cappy.
I'll go Toyota Corolla.
Brian.
I'll also go Toyota Corolla.
Ding, ding, ding. It is Toyota Corolla.
All right. Cappy and Brian are on the board.
Civics last forever.
Yeah, I know, but they're not the number one selling car.
Okay.
All right. Número dos. What is the most popular car, a color for a car? Is it A, black, B, red, or C, white?
Brian.
Red.
Greg.
Black.
Mace.
Black.
I'm going black. Cappy.
White.
It is white, Cappy.
Wow, white. Scott Kaplan. Wow.
I was very shocked by that when I saw that, by the way.
I am surprised. Yeah.
White cars get dirty.
I would never drive a white car. Yeah.
I thought it would be black, but hey, white it is.
There you go.
All right. This one's a true or false.
Okay.
Is the U.S., true or false, the U.S. is a country that consumes the most gas every year. True or false?
Mace.
True.
I will also say true, Cappy.
True.
Brian.
True.
Greg.
I want to make up a point. False.
Oh, Greg, you should have went with the crowd. Come on, man. It's true. That was like an easy giveaway.
I would just like to say that Scott Kaplan is 3 for 3.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That's right.
There you go, Cappy.
Humble genius.
Cap.
On his game. On his
I
game
did
today.
Say these guys would not go well with. So here it is. It's for you. What is the average length of time an American will spend sitting at red lights in their lifetime?
Ugh.
Is it 8 months, 6 months, or 11 months?
Cap.
I'm going to go 11 months.
Brian.
I'm going to go 6 months.
Greg.
11.
Mace.
8.
I'm going to go 6.
It is 6 months. Sorry, Cap.
That's it.
Damn. Who else got that besides Brian? Brian. Okay, Brian has 3. Cap has 3. John has 2. Mace 1. Greg. Pupkis.
I'm looking for the Romo.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Bergman.
It's going to be the Bergman here in a minute.
All right, here's another one. What year was the first speeding ticket issued in the United States? Is it 1919, 1902, or 1931?
I'm going to go 1919. Cap?
31.
Brian.
Yeah, 1931.
Greg.
1919, like the Black Sox.
Mace.
31.
Damn, no one got it. 1902.
Wow.
No. Really?
I didn't even know there were cars.
I Googled it, too. I Googled it, too, okay?
Hey, Bergman's still alive for the Romo.
Hey. I Googled it, too. All right. What year was the first electric traffic light invented? 1913? 1912 or 1901?
Cap.
13.
Brian.
1912.
Greg.
1901 before they, give tickets.
Yeah. Mace.
13.
I was going to say 1901 until Bergman guessed it. But he's been so wrong about everything.
I'm right on this one.
What are the other two besides
1913 and 1912?
I'll do 1912.
I think two people got it, and it is 1912.
Damn. Okay, who else got it besides me?
Brian.
Brian.
Darn Brian, it. Brian Cohen has the lead. Cohen 4, Ireland 3, Kaplan 3, Mace 1, Bergman zip. Gosh. How many you got, Laura?
I have a few left. Okay. So however many you guys need. Okay. All right, here we go. How often is a car stolen in the United States? Is it every 42 seconds, every 35 seconds, or every 27 seconds?
42, 35, or 27, Brian. Yep.
Let's go 27 seconds.
Greg.
27 seconds.
Mace.
37 seconds.
30. There's no 37.
Oh.
35.
35 seconds.
Okay. I'll go 42. Cap.
Yeah, I'll also go 42.
It is 42.
Oh, I got you, Brian. On. So did Cappy. Yeah, we got a three. Now, how many are left, Laura? Actually count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, everybody's still alive. Keep going.
Okay, where was I, Laura? Okay, here it is. What is the world's largest automotive company? Is it Honda Motor Co., Volkswagen AG, or Toyota Motor Corp?
Cap.
Going Toyota.
Brian.
I'm going to go Volkswagen.
I will also go Toyota. Mace.
Toyota.
Greg.
Honda.
Greg, you can't catch a break. It is Volkswagen.
So Cap got that?
Brian got it.
Okay, Brian's got the lead.
The goal is to get all of them wrong.
Right.
You're
no,
doing quite well.
You're on a roll.
All right, keep going, Laura.
All right, which U.S. city has the worst traffic? Is it San Francisco, Washington, D.C., or New York?
Brian.
I'm going to go New York.
Greg.
What was the first two?
San Fran or Washington, D.C. or New York?
Ooh, Washington, D.C.
Okay.
It
Mace.
Used to be.
I'll
quiet.
Go D.C.
I'm going to go New York. Cap.
I don't like the fact that Bergie said D.C., but I actually think he's right. I'm going D.C.
He is right. I'm super bummed.
Oh, great.
You ruined it.
I didn't think it was going to be that one.
Yeah, D.C. is such a little place. Yeah. It's crazy
tiny.
Congested.
All right, so Greg, with that, you're out.
I'm out.
Oh, darn.
Damn,
Mace,
Greg.
You're out. So it is... Cappy 5, Brian 5, John 4. Here we go.
What was the first foreign car company to come to America? Volkswagen, Toyota, or Honda?
Brian.
Volkswagen.
Cappy.
I'm also going Volkswagen.
Oh, I think you guys are right. I'll also go Volkswagen.
It is Volkswagen.
Yeah. Okay, so how many are left, Laura?
I have three.
All right.
Three.
Six for Cap. It. Six for Brian, five for John.
Okay, so this, I have one multiple choice and two name is your buzzer, okay?
Okay, which one are you doing first?
I'm going to do name is your buzzer. This is super easy, guys.
Okay.
What car is used in the 1985 film Back to the Future?
Ireland. A DeLorean.
Yep, there you go.
It is now 6-6-6.
And
there are two left.
Is today Friday the 13th?
No.
No.
Okay. So I'm going to do I'm going to do the multiple choice here.
DeLorean.
What year was the first commercial car radio introduced? Is it 1933, 1930, or 1932?
I'll go first. I'll go
1933.
Cap.
32.
Brian.
I'll go 30.
It is 30, 1930.
Brian takes the lead.
Brian's got the lead.
All right, this is
the last one.
Name is your buzzer.
Name is your
buzzer.
Okay. This is for everything.
Super easy. What kind of car is associated with James Bond?
Garden.
Ooh, I don't know. That was pretty close.
See, he finished his... Cap said his whole name first, but Ireland went first.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's do it on three. And if we both get it, we'll both get the point. It'll be a three-way tie. Okay, do you have a tiebreaker, Laura?
I do.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Aston Martin.
You didn't say
anything.
I can't give it to him. You didn't say anything.
No, you can't give it to him.
I thought he wanted us to rename our names.
No.
I get that. Yeah,
did you know that? Did you know that or no?
I was going to say Aston Martin.
You didn't know
that.
Here's where we're at.
It's Ireland.
Cappy's out, and it's Ireland and Brian.
The DB7.
For the time we're tied at 7.
All right,
Brian, get someone to write this down.
Go, Brian. Right. Do it. Damn it. Do it.
The most, Cappy, you blew that. You blew that. All right, here we go. The most expensive car ever sold was a 1963 Ferrari GTO sold in 2018. How much money was this car sold for?
Okay.
Obviously closest.
All right.
Writing something down.
All right, Brian, did you write something down?
Yep.
What'd you write?
$25 million.
I wrote $2.8 million.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. $70
million. Oh, $70
million.
Wow.
2.8 is low.
Yeah, it's really
That's low.
Yeah, 2.8 is low.
Humble genius.
Nice job, bro.
Humble genius.
I told you. By the way, it works a couple of ways because he's also from Humboldt.
Oh, I like that.
So he's the Humboldt genius, too.
There we go. I like that one.
Changed that one. Yeah,
that one's better. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say? You said like 20-something million?
25 mil.
25.
So you were off by 50 million and you still won.
Yeah.
Johnny I, the guy who's got that Kobe car. What's that guy's name?
Oh, Kobe yeah. Hellcat.
Craig. Yeah, that guy. Yeah. That thing's worth $2.5 million.
Is, that's beautiful.
That's
car.
A great car.
Beautiful
1875,
car,
yeah. People.
By the way, Cappy, he's a great guy. He will bring that car out to events if you want him to.
Oh, I know. He's telling me that he's coming to the pickleball.
Oh,
we're,
nice. Well, we're trying to swing that. There's some red tape, but we're trying to swing it.
Oh, really? What kind of red tape?
Do you want me to say it on the air?
Yeah.
Pickleball Man is sponsored by Subaru.
Oh,
and
I
that
know.
And that car is a Dodge Charger.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I can handle that with my
no,
Subaru.
I know you
but
can,
I think of it as a Kobe
sponsor,
car,
not
yeah.
a...
Yeah, yeah it's
I
a Kobe
too.
Car.
Yeah, Kobe yeah.
car. Or you know what we should do? Maybe we should just get a Subaru and we'll Kobe it out.
Yeah, it'd not be easy
no.
to Kobe it out.
No.
Yeah. By the way, Game of Games is brought to you by Jacob and Ronnie. Everybody loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after a big accident. So remember, anybody can fight, but Jacob is here for you when you need a big win. After an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. Let's hit the Super Stager.
La, 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 la.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Can I ask you guys, as I come to sit down in studio, it's great to be with you guys. I got to listen to almost the whole show today.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. A couple of questions. First question is, who's having this nutritious lunch of Flamin' Hot Funyuns and regular Coke?
Travis.
No, it was Morales, right?
No, but he said they were doing a bit this morning.
Oh, okay.
So it's Travis and Sliwa were uh-huh. having Funyuns.
Okay.
Funyuns are delicious, especially the spicy ones.
Really? The Flamin' Hot ones?
I like all the Flamin' Hot ones.
Yeah, I don't do any Flamin' Hot.
Yeah, I love the
I don't
Flamin'
do any
Hot.
Flamin' Hot because of the color. It's not even the taste. It's the color.
You got to let me know. Now, the Kings have somebody from the Kings reached out to me.
Yeah.
And they do a thing called the Hot Ones, apparently, during games.
Okay.
It's like a feature
yeah,
in
yeah.
between quarters.
Okay. Quarters or periods.
Periods, sorry, yeah, periods.
On what you
and they want me to go over there and eat. I guess it's like the Sean Evans thing where
okay.
you eat a bunch. So I need a report because
okay.
I've not seen this happen.
Okay.
But
I'll be there tonight. I'll
okay.
do it. Now, it pisses me off that the Kings have reached out to you about this Hot Ones thing.
Well, I mean.
Why? Because you got FOMO?
No, because I said I wanted to skate on the ice during a Kings
I
game.
I don't know that that's impossible.
Can you ice skate?
Well,
are you capable
yes, he
of that?
Can, he can.
I found out during our ice skating
you
thing.
You were a ringer.
You know, that I can actually skate.
Yeah, he was very good. He acted really cautious for like 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden he was like,
then all of a sudden, I was like, I'm a natural. Whoa.
He boytonoed that thing.
I'm Luke Robitaille
yeah,
all
exactly.
up in it. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, that's good. You know, this whole Flamin' Hot thing, though, I don't like things that catch me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
So this past Sunday, I'm having brunch with some friends, right? And we both ordered this breakfast burrito, and they said there was some sort of a poblano kind of pepper in it
sure.
or something, right? So we're eating this burrito, and dude, all of a sudden, I'm like sweating uncontrollably at the table.
Mm.
Now I got my girlfriend, Rachel, right here to my left. I got my buddy, Brad, over here,
mm-hmm.
and I got his girlfriend over here, Tammy. And I'm like sweating down my face, down the back of my neck. And now-
It's that hot.
It's that hot. And now I'm so embarrassed, and here comes the next step. Now I take the napkin from my lap and
mm-hmm.
I start wiping off my head,
oh, yeah.
wiping off the
yeah.
back of my neck, and it's like I just ran a marathon.
Wow.
I mean, I am soaked.
Sounds like a terrible meal.
Horrible. It was at an overly fancy, overly expensive place, and I should have been like, excuse me, like, I didn't know.
Why didn't you say hold the poblano?
I didn't know the poblano was going to be so
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, but the poblano is a pepper. You could have said hold the poblano.
I didn't know poblano was going to make me sweat like that.
Yeah, it's hot. It's a hot pepper.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I acted cool by not saying, you know, hold the poblano.
Yeah.
And the poblano made me sweat like an
yeah,
animal.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Horrible.
Yeah, terrible meal.
Yeah.
Sounds
now,
awful.
Now here, let me ask you guys another question because I was listening to a lot of the show today.
Yeah, sorry.
What happened, today between you, Stephen Mason,
mm-hmm.
and Christopher Arthur Morales? What happened? What don't I know? Because I think George is coming in. And if I had to guess, Morales was just ripping George's ass apart.
Today?
Oh, yeah.
No. Not
today?
Yeah, today, like right now.
No, he was
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I bet you Sedano's going to tell you the same thing.
He's saying that Morales dressed. I'm using the phrase "dressed you down." Did he dress you down today?
He gave me some bleep.
Did he?
Apparently, it's happened to everybody.
He gave me a lot.
Yeah.
What happened? Like, I mean, he gave you a few days.
Well,
after
I don't
want to
discuss it on the air because it's not really that big a deal. But I was just like, really? It was like one of those.
I was like, really? And it threw my whole day off.
Oh, really?
See, that's how I
mean, I've
like,
heard on the air you guys have been talking about it.
But we haven't said exactly what it is.
What happened?
Yeah.
What can you say?
Did it have something to do with Ross Porter?
It did not.
Did not.
Was it as offensive as what Ross said?
No.
Okay.
Nothing could be that offensive.
Okay.
Was it that he didn't want to give you some Funyuns?
No. No, it's... I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Hey. I'll change the subject.
Okay.
I was really pissed off. And
it sounded like it.
And like,
did he lose a friend?
You can fluff stuff off. I can't fluff it off. It's like, it sticks with me all day. Like, it will not be gone.
You got veins popping out of your neck right now.
My pissed offness will not go away until I wake up tomorrow morning. Okay. I'm going to have to sleep this off.
So the rest of your day.
Oh, you should have cursed.
The rest of your day is like ruined.
Ruined!
And like anytime you think to yourself, like, what's bothering me? You're going to know exactly what's bothering you. That Morales ruined your day.
He did.
By doing something to you. But at least he didn't do it in advance of the Hall of Fame. At least he waited a week after
that's
the
true.
Hall of Fame.
No, and the nice thing is they waited till 10 minutes before the show to do it.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I mean, look at that. You're the son of a talent. How do you do that?
Exactly.
It was an hour.
Is that what
very
you learned?
You're the son of a talent.
Is that what you
very talented.
This one doesn't work.
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
It obviously wasn't an hour from what I hear.
What do you hear? There was
Johnny is like, here, have my mic.
Ask Cappy and Sedona, were there not difficult content discussions last week?
Yeah.
Very, very difficult.
I mother bleep him all the time.
Yeah.
We scream at each other, but also Cappy was taken to the woodshed.
Right.
Were you
taken to the woodshed, Cappy?
I was out there. And it was his shed, and I was like, oh my God, it's wood. I'm in the woodshed.
Right.
I've never been here before. Right?
Ask Lindsay. A lot of tough conversations.
Yeah, I just...
Did we talk to you about content today?
No, you talked to me about my lack of commitment to the show.
That never came up.
That absolutely
never came up.
Absolutely
never came up.
Oh, my. 100% came up. That's exactly what it was.
Then you're not interpreting the conversation.
Are
we going to start recording the conversations
with you? The station.
We're gonna start doing them on Teams so we can record them.
A lack of commitment.
And then, I'm not allowed to do on Teams. I have to be there in person.
And then we will play them back on the radio.
Oh, that'll be great. I look forward to that.
I really hate when people record.
All right,
Zooms.
Wait. Let me backtrack here.
Go ahead. Don't start meandering. Go ahead.
He questioned your lack of commitment
for the show. Never did.
How so?
Oh, a Sedona.
Let's air it out.
Go ahead.
Leather couches.
So. Here's the thing. I've been a little bit down emotionally.
And did we not have a very wonderful conversation about that last week together, one-on-one?
But then today you just came after me.
Yeah, that's it. All that went full reverse.
Because I found out I was late to the station 4 of the last 6 days.
Okay. And what does that mean? Why in air quotes?
Because my understanding is now I'm supposed to be here at noon every day.
Okay.
Now,
Why is that a Berge issue?
That's a rule.
Oh, is that?
That's not a rule. Nobody said the word rule.
It's a regulation. Hard and fast rule.
It's a regulation.
Well, hard and fast is more
regulations.
For Cappy,
we have too many regulations.
We got to deregulate.
I've
always been about that. Yeah. Reagan's my guy.
But I think this is a Bergman thing.
He deregulated a little too much. That was the problem.
Because I heard Bergman about a week ago. Mace came walking into the conference room at about 12:50 p.m.
You did hear it.
And then,
Corbin Gray, you didn't let me know about this.
Go. I want to hear this now.
And then Bergie goes, hey, you're just getting here. And Mace is like, yeah, I had a podcast to record. And Bergie's like, oh, really? Podcast is more important than the radio show, huh?
It wasn't like that, but it was close.
It was very close to that, Bergman.
It was close.
And I'm sorry. I'm allowed to work my side hustle just like everybody else.
Nobody
here.
Is stopping you. Okay.
All right.
Look, we want the whole thing. We want the whole thing.
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Air it
out. So, because I was in different meetings and things going on, I was told, wait, do you want it? I'll stop right now, Mace.
No. Yes.
Okay.
Let's go. Air it out. Airing of grievances.
Because I was in different meetings, he said, I need you in here from 12:15 to 1 o'clock every day so we can have our conversation. So I said, okay. I'm going to clear my entire schedule from that time every single day.
And you did come to me during that period and say, I need Greg during this time.
During that time. Yeah, every single day.
So that happened.
That did happen.
Wait, no, I want to hear from Mason. Hold on a second.
Right. And then
it's my show.
I found out 4 of the last 6 days I missed my appointed time.
Not appointed.
You made the appointment.
Right. That I said, yeah. So I ran late a few days, and now I'm hearing it.
Did you give him a heads up?
Yeah, I actually did. I always give him a heads up. I'm running super late today.
He said, running super late, I'm going to make it for crosstalk. And it was 4 out of 6 days that was happening. So I said, hey, this was a time that you wanted me to be here available to you. If I am not, I'm pushing everything else aside. If you're not going to show up during that time.
I got to be honest. I rarely have ever said this in the 7+ years I've been here. Greg may have a point.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Yeah, seriously. Did someone have
it? Hit me wrong.
Loop?
It hit me wrong because, and I've said this every time I do an LA County Department of Mental Health read, that I'm actually running low right now. I'm depressed right now.
Do you need some days?
Yeah, we've told you to take
days. Kathy and I are sitting with Ireland.
They all offer days. Take days.
Yeah. No, it's better for me to work.
No, in all seriousness.
And not be berated.
You're not berated. You're not berated. You weren't berated today.
What's wrong?
I can see the berated I could probably see.
As somebody who deals with mental health often and some days has such, and Cappy knows, he has to drive me around because of my anxiety. So I get it, but you were not berated today. We were having a conversation.
I heard berating.
Well, that, I understand.
I interpreted it as being berated.
But we're telling you, we all love you.
Yeah.
You're the star of this radio station.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
What's the problem? What's going on with you?
Yeah, what can
What's
we do?
The matter?
What can we do to make your life
easier?
What
can I do to help you?
Do you want them gone?
Because here's the thing.
These guys? No, I love these guys.
Travis and Sliwa.
No,
we'll
I
fire
love
them tomorrow
love
if that
Travis
makes you happy.
I'm not,
we'll put Trudell and Geeter there in a second.
I put everybody in my Hall of Fame.
He's in love with Geeter.
Oh my God.
He's in love with Geeter
like crazy.
I love Geeter.
Morales and Geeter is like the newest bromance I never thought I would put on my bingo.
By the way, Mike Trudell at 4:45 today.
Can Morales and Geeter get into your hot tub?
No.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was
Nobody
me.
Nobody can
know
get
me.
Into
I
my
was
hot tub except
me and
What about
me?
Cappy and Geeter?
Cappy and Geeter.
I thought it was maybe Morales.
How about Geeter and Trudell? No. Geeter and McMiniman?
John, you got anything?
McTen? No.
Not.
Ireland, what do you got? Jovan Buha?
All these guys can go in my hot tub, and my hot tub's big.
Right. Yeah. I've got a two-person hot tub. You've got a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Right. A pool jacuzzi. Right. That's different from a two-person hot tub.
So do you feel better now that we've aired the grievances?
I just feel terrible. I'm going to tell you why.
I think he feels worse.
I'm going to tell you why I feel bad. Let me tell you why. Because, you see, I, thankfully, do not suffer from depression.
Yes.
I don't know from depression personally.
Right.
I understand it. I understand people have it. I acknowledge it. I'm not blowing it off. I'm not trying to, you know, knock it down.
Right.
But I don't deal with it. So when I hear friends of mine tell me that they woke up and it's a gray day and it's a perfectly sunny skies out, you know, I'm like, what do you mean gray? Like, explain it to me. Tell me what the problem is. I feel horrible.
Well, that's the issue, though. They can't explain it.
Okay,
right.
So yesterday, Mace, I want you to know something.
Yep.
I had a meeting yesterday with my therapist. My therapist told me, do you realize, this is what he said to me, that you and I have not spoken since December 19th, 2019. He actually had it in his notes. That was the last time we'd gotten together was December 19th, 2019, pre-pandemic. And he's like, if you could, catch me up on a variety of things. What happened when the radio station went off the air? What happened with your divorce? What happened with the kids?
So all this stuff had happened and you
what happened
to
all these trials?
4 years. Right.
Yes.
4 years.
Did you tell him Sedano and I saved your career?
I did tell him about the whole thing.
Yes.
Did you tell him Sedano and I saved your career?
I said to him, I said, you got to understand, Sedano saved my career. Morales, I had to tell him all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't, at the end of it all, he actually said to me, he goes, well, I don't really think you need me. You know? And I said, okay, great. And he said, do you remember what I told you about depression? He asked me this. He goes, do you remember what I told you about depression? That the only way to really battle depression is to have true structure. And I, because my ex-wife, this is what it was going on. I go, yes, of course I remember that. Because if you don't have true structure, if you don't like get up, get out of bed, have breakfast, work out, come to work by 12:15.
Yes,
have
by 12:15.
Have that 45 minutes. Get on the air from 1 to 4 p.m. Get done. Go home. Do others. So that at the end of the day, you can look back on your day and say,
I accomplished all this stuff. Right. Yes.
So I don't know what's going on with you, but I'm here to help.
Yeah. No, I'm just going through a down period, and it happens. But that's why I'm working with L.A. County Department of Mental Health.
Right.
That's why I feel strongly about that. And I... You know, it's weird. I get DMs all the time from people who say, I'm struggling with this, I'm struggling with that. I heard from a guy who's having a marriage problem right now, and his son is not doing well, and all kinds of stuff. And sometimes you got nowhere to... I've got great support from everybody but Morales and Bergman.
Well, this is the... I'm just going to say this. This is the last time I listened to Corporate Greg about talking to you.
Oh! it was Bergman?
I mean, it wasn't Bergman. I agreed to be in the room with him, but he... He walked me into a buzzsaw today.
Did Bergman need you to be with him?
No.
We're a team. We're a team. Okay.
We worked together. I had it all set.
The problem is when you look at Mace, we can't see what's going on behind the curtain. So we think we're talking to you.
Right.
When in actuality, what you're projecting back at us is you're very upset. You're depressed. Something's bothering you right now. And we can't tell. How am I supposed to know?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. And if anybody out there is dealing with it right now, you tell somebody. You tell a friend.
Did you tell these guys before they started to berate you? Did you tell them before?
No, we had a conversation last week. Yeah,
we had a conversation last week, and then they hit me anyway.
But again, this wasn't being berated.
Oh, okay. Well,
you guys were berated last week.
Yeah, it was beration.
I mean, he berated us.
It was absolute beration.
Dude, he kicked my ass last week.
Did he really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he told me he's been berating everybody.
Yeah. No, Woodshed.
No, Greg berated Sliwa last week about contest.
Sliwa?
Sliwa.
You know what he deserved?
He's the host of the year.
Yeah.
Not anymore?
Not anymore.
That's it?
Wow. He deserves it.
I should mention, since we're talking about this, if you are having issues, remember the LA County Department of Mental Health has got a 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771. You can also go to their website, dmh.lacounty.gov. If you don't have any support, here's some support.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Johnny I, excuse me real quick, George. Johnny I, you were talking about bricks earlier today on the synagogue, okay?
Yeah, you got one somewhere, someplace?
I don't have a brick that says this.
Have you seen Curb yet?
I have not.
No. Okay.
But here's the deal. My brick. And did you hear this conversation, George?
No, no.
Okay. Did you watch Curb, George?
I have not yet.
All right, in Curb, there is a scene where Larry goes to a synagogue where they have a donor wall.
Right.
And you can buy a brick. And somebody has bought a brick, and they wrote, Larry David disrespects women.
Women, yeah.
And Larry's like, what the hell? I got to get this brick taken down. And the guy runs it, says, we don't take them down, but you can put something up to counter it. So, Cappy, if I paid for a Scott Kaplan brick, what would you want the brick to say?
One word, because you had two words.
Yeah, mine is why not?
Why not? You have a brick, George? What would your brick
no,
say?
No, but now it all makes sense because I caught this conversation right midstream when you guys were when you mocked Greg for whatever it was he
right.
said.
What was Greg's brick?
And now it all makes sense because you're pissed off at him.
What was Greg's brick? Be here by 12:15?
Yeah, no, that's what it should be.
What
that's
was Greg's brick?
Be here by 12:15.
What was your brick?
It was like something about good dad being kind to everyone.
Yeah, I am kind to everyone. And I had a conversation.
I am kind to everyone!
Every nice person here!
Okay, what was your brick, Mace?
Morales sucks.
Yeah,
okay, right? Two words. You got a brick?
Hi, Cappy.
Okay, my brick. One word.
Hi, Cappy.
Hi, Cappy.
Hi, Cappy.
That's a very good brick.
That is a good brick.
Yeah.
One word. Maybe.
I like it.
Just think about that for a quick second there, Mace. Maybe.
By the way, that's how you can...
Maybe.
That's how you can... But if you use that as your response to everything, you can stay somewhat politically neutral.
Maybe. Yes.
In other words, like if I say to you, would you ever consider voting for Biden? Or would you ever consider voting for Trump? And you go... Maybe. I have no idea where you stand now politically.
Maybe. Yeah. In fact,
maybe is good.
Maybe and three dots. Maybe.
So an ellipsis.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, yes. An ellipsis.
Really? I didn't know that.
Ellipsis.
I had no idea.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's what that Bergman writes in ellipsis.
I thought
use ellipsis.
I use a lot of dot dot dots.
I didn't know that's what it meant. I thought that was like the sun
Larry,
and the
moon. Larry King, king of the ellipses.
Well, really?
Isn't Angie Dickinson the hottest woman in the world?
Dot dot dot.
Maybe. I like it.
Now, for my money, Don Rickles is the funniest comedian ever.
Dot, dot, dot. Now, I'll tell you this. You guys are talking about places that you could be paid to live.
Yes.
Kentucky is really nice. Now, I was there in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Like, I was in Louisville briefly.
Yeah.
But Lexington, where a friend of mine who I grew up with lives now, is gorgeous.
Is it?
A beautiful place. And if you love bourbon, it's the place to be.
Oh, right.
And horse farms.
Well, that's true.
Horse farms.
Yeah.
Bourbon
that's
and
the horse
big
farms.
Thing.
You know, if you want to breed horses.
That's where...
I mean, you were a horse guy like Cappy.
I was a horse guy briefly, yeah.
You'll be again this summer.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
I'm not allowed to be in your syndicate, your professional horse syndicate.
You want to be in a good mood all the time?
Yeah.
You want to have fun?
Oh, watch horses lose?
You come with me.
Yeah, come and watch
track.
My horses lose.
Right, and you, the excitement that you feel.
Yeah,
you
as know? They finish last?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's an excitement.
Did you have any winnings this year at all?
Yes, we had lots of winnings.
Like, did you finish up or down?
We finished down.
Okay.
So the person who, like yourself, you were solicited the opportunity to put in $20,000.
I would have come away with what?
You would have come away with about $13,000.
Nice investment.
Yeah. Well, it's not really an investment.
You
it's
can turn my $20,000 into $13,000.
Right. But
wow.
But wait. But your massage chair is a depreciating asset.
Yeah, but I use it all the time.
Okay, well,
that's
you,
true. You,
you
don't use the horse.
Races.
I'm not using the horse.
Yeah, but
all
then
the
he's got to drive all the way from from here down to South Carolina.
I'll take you to Santa Anita. We'll race at Santa Anita for you.
And you can turn my $20,000
into 13. That's impressive.
Or could turn it into 25. Can you turn it into 30?
I should turn over my whole 401k to you.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Give it to me. I'll buy
horses. He knows a guy.
He knows a guy.
Oh, I got a great guy. Yeah. The horse.
The horse. There you go. All right, that's it. Tomorrow.
I thought you were leaving before Crosstalk.
You were. You text that.
I ended up just like.
Is that because I said you'd lose a friend?
No,
you were getting out of here.
I wanted to air it out.
Okay. I have to leave before Crosstalk on Thursday. I'm getting acupuncture on Thursday.
Oh, good for you. I'm going to get acupuncture right now.
After your acupuncture, you should put on that ice vest thing that you promote.
Yeah, Icebox Active.
Good idea.
Yeah, I need to get one of those.
I'm going to go get needled. You know, when you go to acupuncture, you get needled. Oh. Yeah. Just like I was this morning here at the office.
Really?
You should cut Morales. Right in the mouth.
Right in the mouth.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow at 1, we're back. In the meantime, it is Shedano and Cappy for your drive home, 710 ESPN.